Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Negus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Microsoft is making a significant move to enhance its AI capabilities in the UK with the opening of a new AI hub in London. The tech giant's outpost will be concentrating on pioneering advancements in language models and AI infrastructure. Under the leadership of renowned AI scientist Jordan Hoffman, Executive Vice President and CEO of Microsoft AI, Mustafa Suleiman, has pointed out the rich AI talent in the UK, underscoring the region's long-term investment potential and his commitment to tapping into the local expertise. This initiative signals Microsoft's heightened focus on furthering AI research in Britain, complementing its existing activities at the Microsoft Research Lab in Cambridge. The establishment of Microsoft AI London aligns with the company's broader investment strategy that includes a £2.5 billion investment in UK workforce upskilling and AI development. Collaboration with industry partners and the hiring of exceptional talent are on the horizon for Microsoft AI London. This new hub is set to act as cornerstone for Microsoft's partnerships with entities such as OpenAI, highlighting the company's resolve to address the major challenges within the AI sector.
Television host Jon Stewart delves into the controversial subject of artificial intelligence on The Daily Show, sparking a debate over its promise versus the reality of its impact on jobs. Stewart's critique highlights the juxtaposition between technology's utopian promises and its potential to displace human workers, questioning the sincerity of CES and industry leaders. He references a comment from IBM's CEO about AI's efficiency in getting more work done with fewer people as evidence of the underlying threat to employment. Microsoft's CEO's claim that AI should empower humans is met with Stewart's skepticism, noting the occasional slip in corporate messaging which reveals a more profit-oriented agenda. Stewart emphasizes the immediate threat of job replacement by AI, echoing past sentiments about the need to adapt and embrace new technologies. Amidst this discussion, the online community reacts, with opinions ranging from criticism of out-of-touch executives to concerns over AI's prioritization of profits over human impact. The script concludes by highlighting the very real and present debate surrounding AI's integration into our lives and the workforce. Amid the frenzy of today's solar eclipse, YouTube has become inundated with counterfeit SpaceX livestreams featuring an AI-generated Elon Musk promoting a sham cryptocurrency investment scheme. Mashable's awareness of these deceptive streams was raised by a tip from the research group MISC, unveiling a consistent pattern, a looped pre-recorded video of Musk beside a SpaceX sign, with a fake voiceover luring viewers to invest in crypto through an embedded QR code. The scam videos, with titles like 2024 Total Solar Eclipse, Through the Eyes of SpaceX, accumulated over 210,000 concurrent views at their peak. These livestreams are prolific on channels with vast subscriber counts, though those channels were not originally dedicated to SpaceX content, but rather renamed by scammers aiming to mimic official accounts. The tactic isn't new. Tech icon Steve Wozniak previously sued YouTube over similar Bitcoin scam impersonations, and the scam seems to continue unabated, relying on the draw of Musk and SpaceX's popularity. At the time of this report, YouTube has taken action against some of these streams, but numerous others persist, potentially misleading millions of viewers during the solar eclipse event. It remains to be seen how many individuals have been ensnared by these fraudulent streams, but their wide reach during this celestial event is certainly alarming.
In a thought-provoking paper by Michael Garrett from the University of Manchester, published in Acta Astronautica, the concept of AI potentially being a great filter is explored in relation to the Fermi paradox. Garrett proposes that unrestrained artificial superintelligence, or ASI, might spell doom for technical civilizations before they can achieve multiplanetary status, with the hypothesis that a technical civilization typically lasts less than 200 years, concerns arise about our own impending AI-induced existential threats. Echoing the urgency, Garrett calls for the establishment of global regulatory frameworks to manage AI development and prioritize the advancement of a human presence across multiple planets. The paper raises concerns about AI's rapid evolution, potentially outpacing our ability to understand or control it, thus reinforcing the need for international cooperation on AI oversight. Meanwhile, the contrast between the speed of AI development and the slower progress of space technology underscores our species' unique challenge. Garrett underscores the critical need to balance the benefits of AI with the existential risks it may pose, potentially determining the persistence of intelligent life in the universe. In an ambitious step forward in the AI landscape, Meta is set to reveal two smaller versions of its new Llama 3 AI model next week. These versions are a precursor to the much-anticipated largest edition of Llama 3, expected to arrive this summer, roughly a year after its predecessor's launch. The tech giant aims to challenge the prowess of OpenAI's GPT-4 with Llama 3, which, unlike the soon-to-be-released smaller models, will boast multimodal capabilities to process both text and images. Industry trends show a growing preference for these smaller AI models due to their cost efficiency and speed, benefits especially relevant for mobile integration. Reflecting on their previous efforts, Meta offered three variants of Llama 2 with up to 70 billion parameters. As speculations arise, the largest Llama 3 model might markedly surpass that, potentially exceeding 140 billion parameters. Meta's ongoing work to enhance Llama 3 includes sharpening its handling of controversial topics, a response to concerns that Llama 2's cautious approach was too restrictive.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.